I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
McKay Mendon of Provo says he'll put his trust in the people approving the vaccine, but even still...
I can't say I'd want to be the first person to take it.
It's the Food and Drug Administration who will tell us if the vaccine is safe. More specifically, it'll come from their third-party group of experts who are studying the data and will make a recommendation to the FDA.
So the FDA approves the vaccine. The CDC creates the clinical recommendations for the vaccine. So it tells us, the providers, how to best provide it for best safety and best efficacy.
Dr. Tamara Sheffield is Intermountain Healthcare's Medical Director of Community Health and Prevention. Two vaccines are waiting for emergency approval from the FDA, one from Pfizer, one from Moderna, and those FDA vaccine advisors are meeting next Tuesday.
Everything we've seen on preliminary data looks very promising. So we are cautiously optimistic that these are good vaccines that are having the desired effect. And their safety profile appears to be good in preliminary information that we've gotten.
There are also concerns over whether the process has been rushed.
The trial production and the production of the vaccines, many of those things were put into parallel so that they are going faster. But in terms of meeting all the steps and going through the appropriate process, the same steps that we take for other vaccines are the steps that are being taken for the COVID vaccine.
She says financial resources helped expedite things.
To be able to both create large-based studies quickly and to be able to make the vaccine, those financial resources from our federal government are the thing that made and facilitated this quick production.
Shelley Young, a former teacher in Lehigh, is worried the vaccine's side effects will hit her hard like her flu shots have.
I recall every time getting like pretty violently sick from them.
Dr. Sheffield says it remains to be seen exactly how our bodies will react to the new technology this vaccine uses.
We are seeing the same kind of responses we do with every vaccine, where when our immune systems turn on, we may get a bit of a fever. We may feel some aches and chills. We may get a headache. This is our body doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing.
And while that may be really uncomfortable for a few days, Dr. Sheffield says it should be weighed against what you're trying to protect yourself from. Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.